It freaked.
Number 19.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Please turn to agenda paper 9C.
Long time no see.
You guys are in a good mood.
I think I just saw you, didn't I?
I should stay away from the board table more often.
This paper is about disclosures, the transfer disclosures for amendments. To give you some background on this project, in October 2010, the ISB issued amendments to IFRS 7 financial instruments disclosures. So the amendments require an entity to disclose information related to the transfer of financial assets. This includes the entity's continued involvement in those assets. The objective of the disclosures, one of the objectives of the disclosures, is to enable users of financial statements to evaluate the nature of and the risks associated with an entity's continuing involvement in derecognized financial assets. In IFRS 7, in the amendments, paragraph 42C, we also included a definition of continuing involvement for the purposes of applying the transfer disclosures. We also included some arrangements that we think would be exempt from the definition of continuing involvement for the disclosures. So in October 2012, the Interpretations Committee received a request to seek clarification through an annual improvement on whether servicing rights and obligations are continuing involvement for the purpose of the transfer disclosures. And we've included this submission in Appendix A to our paper. And we brought the issue to the Interpretations Committee in January last month, which we've also included. We include our January paper in Appendix to this paper 9C. And in our discussions with the Interpretations Committee, the committee expressed views that the definition of continuing involvement in IFRS 7, paragraph 42C, is not clear. So, for example, some of the views they expressed was that, for example, paragraph 42C states that an entity has continuing involvement in a transfer financial asset for the purpose of the disclosures if, as part of the transfer, the entity retains any of the contractual rights or obligations inherent in the transferred financial asset, or obtains any new contractual rights or obligations relating to the transferred financial asset. Some committee members told us that they thought the meaning of the word inherent in or relating to the transferred financial asset was not clear. Other committee members stated they were unclear as to whether the exemption that we have in paragraph 42C little c applies to servicing arrangement. So paragraph 42C little c states that for the purpose of applying the disclosure requirements, if the pass-through conditions in IAS 39 are met, if there is an arrangement that an entity retains contractual rights to receive the cash flows of the financial asset, but also assumes an obligation to pay those cash flows to other entities, that agreement wouldn't constitute in continuing involvement. And so the committee said they weren't sure if servicing met that exemption. So, as a result of these concerns that they voiced, they asked us to bring this issue to you and to ask you to consider clarifying the requirements for continuing involvement in IFRS 7, paragraph 42C. So since we met with the Interpretations Committee, we further considered the concerns that they raised with respect to the definition of continuing involvement in IFRS 7, and we tried to analyze their concerns about the requirements in this paper. We have a discussion of that in paragraph 17 and 18 of this paper. But based on our analysis and our consideration of their concerns, we don't think that the definition of continuing involvement needs clarification in IFRS 7. So our question to the board is whether you agree that we don't need to further clarify the definition of continuing involvement for the IFRS 7 disclosures. And if you do think that clarification is needed, then what steps would you like us to take? And is there anything specific that you would like us to research before we bring this issue back to you? So that question is on page 6 of the paper 9C.
I have a simple question. Without referencing paragraph numbers and all the other jargon that's used in this paper, does the existence of a new or existing servicing agreement, in other words, a continuing service agreement or the entering into a new servicing agreement, constitute continuing involvement for purposes of disclosure?
So you're asking me in terms of the definition of continuing involvement in IFRS 7? That's the question. That's one of the questions.
Maybe, Wayne, do you want to comment on that?
No,
all chicken.
Well, I think...
That's not what we're asking you, but that's the question that was raised. Sorry, Wayne.
One of the difficulties I've had with this paper, Barbara, and I apologize for not taking the time to catch up with you earlier. The comments at the Interpretations Committee were fairly strong in that they just found some of the language indecipherable. They couldn't understand. And if the staff recommendation is that in general servicing arrangements, so we've got a modifier there. And the committee members, I think, would say, well, if in general they are, which ones aren't? The question, I guess, that I would put to Sue and to Barbara is, understanding that we can't envision every possible thing that would be a servicing arrangement, are there any that we can envision that we believe would be excluded from the scope?
Do you want me, shall I put in my tuppence worth and you can...
Because taking that back to the Interpretations Committee and having them make note of that would be useful.
I understand your point, Wayne. I mean, I think that we're not asking the board to make that decision today. And the Interpretations Committee also asked us to ask the board to clarify continuing involvement, but not to decide if servicing was included in that. But I'll think Sue wants to
address
the question.
I can give you my personal thought for what that's worth. I think based on the words that we have in the standard, servicing agreements to me, I think, would be in. Because I think paragraph 42, big C, little c, is, to me, confirming that if you stand in the middle, collect cash flows and pass them through, that mere act isn't continuing involvement.
And make money on that.
But I don't think that it's saying that if I kept a bit of the money along the way, that bit of money that you kept is within 42cc scope exception. So to me, I think if you have a servicing arrangement, the words as we have them now would generally put you in the scope of the disclosures.
Right.
I think if you had and the reason we say generally is because when we use terms like servicing agreement, you know, who knows what somebody thinks a servicing agreement is. I think in the extreme, if you had something like, for example, where you, even if not a penny was paid on an asset, you were still going to get your servicing fee, maybe in that extreme scenario you wouldn't have any sort of returns that were really linked to the asset anymore. So maybe in some very extreme scenarios you might not be in there. But I think from what I understand of most servicing agreements, you probably would be in there because you are getting cash flows coming from the assets, and so you do have some link still with the assets. So I think as drafted, it is generally going to be caught.
Thank you.
Patricia?
It was certainly my understanding when the board discussed this late in the development of that standard that was the board's intention, was to have servicing agreements covered by the disclosures in IFRS 7. It's continuing involvement.
So your answer to the question would be no.
I know what I think it says, but I don't know whether I'm reading that into it, because my belief and understanding was the board intended it to be there. Could someone who didn't sit at this board table come to that conclusion? I don't know.
Well, you were at the committee meeting.
Yeah, and they couldn't.
They couldn't.
When I read this paper, the concern that I had was that if people tried to reverse engineer a desired outcome at the Interpretations Committee level, and if that desired outcome was not requiring disclosure for many, if not all, servicing rights, that there would be a reading of paragraph 42, big C, little c, that would put some stress on whether servicing rights, when you were actually doing the continuing involvement assessment under 39, got stressed. And that was my primary concern with what the direction the Interpretation Committee takes on this. in terms of, because if you look at paragraph 9 of the paper we have here, the 42 big C, little c, directly references the paragraphs in IS 39 mm-hmm. that deal with the definition of, I think it's continuing involvement. And I would hate somebody to stress, in order to get a desired outcome on disclosure, to stress to stress or distort the intended application of the derecognition, continuing involvement test itself, because I think that that's really the critical thing.
I think you're right. I think it was clear. I wasn't at the discussion, unfortunately, but from what I understand, people are reading 42cc to say that if you've got a pass-through arrangement and there's an associated servicing arrangement, maybe the whole thing is scoped in because of the wording of 42cc. Mm-hmm. They're not. That's where the lack of clarity was coming through.
Yeah, I think there were several people at the committee who were also concerned, including the chairman, with mm-hmm. exactly your point.
So,
it's not clear as.
It feels like a difficult issue because I would have come to something near the place that Patricia was coming to, that I hadn't seen this as a problem up until now. I hadn't identified it in reading through it again. It felt to me like it works. It's just very difficult to ignore what came through in the IFRIC meeting. That it seems like there is a lot more confusion amongst the IFRIC members than I had necessarily read into
this. Can
this
really be resolved in an easy way?
Well, I think.
First of all, do we think that we need to help them along?
I think this was an important disclosure that we developed in the context of that standard in the fall of 2010, and it was a financial crisis related matter. It had a high degree of sensitivity, so I think it's an important one that we get right.
That is properly understood.
Yes.
Well, then I think we have to do something.
It feels to me like we at least need more insight into what is creating the confusion with the IFRIC members, because I didn't necessarily get that coming through in the paper.
Let me suggest this. If the board agrees with staff analysis in question one, then we have an important problem, because as Daryl said, other people have read this and decided that it isn't clear. And they're actually real smart people. So
it shouldn't be so difficult to solve this. No?
I think if we were willing to say that in general, and I'd try to make it even stronger, that we can't think of any normal situation, servicing agreements are within the scope. I'll take that, Michael and I will take that message back to the committee and say, okay, how do we best accomplish that? Is it something that we can accomplish through an agenda decision now that we have the board's advice? Or is it something that, as we look at it, no, we think we need to recommend specific alterations to the board?
Okay.
All right.
That's you done.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
All right.